You are listening to the Dan Miller Podcast. I am your host, Dan Miller. It's that time of year again that every soccer fan dreams of. Not the World Cup, but one of the biggest tournaments in European soccer. And it comes back next week, the Champions League. Tuesday, March 7th, sees Real Madrid play Napoli and Arsenal against Bayern. While each matchup on Tuesday is sure to excite any soccer fan, I feel more attention should be given to Borussia Dortmund and Benfica, who play on Wednesday the 8th. All of the previously mentioned fixtures were very one-sided, favoring Madrid, who won 3-1, and Munich, who won 5-1. Dortmund, however, only lost by 1 to Benfica. Dortmund also dominated most of the match and played outstandingly, according to head coach Thomas Tuchel, but they were unable to put away any chances. Several of the most quality chances came from striker Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, who simply could not find the back of the net. Questions about his fitness were raised after he missed several chances, as well as his removal from the game during the second half. However, in Dortmund's eyes, they still have a very good shot at making it past the round of 16. Benfica will likely feel the same. Dortmund will also be without one of their key midfielders, Marco Reus, as he is out with a muscle injury. It is unclear how long he will be out. Neither team would be considered a powerhouse in this league, so a blowout by one side is unlikely. Instead, one should expect an intense, well-matched game. One with, hopefully, plenty of goals and spectacular plays. Dortmund must win by at least 2 goals in order to advance. This has been the Dan Miller Podcast. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in next time.